الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بر البر أن يسر الرجل أهل ود أبيه وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram, beloved elders and brothers, we had been discussing the rights of parents. Last week we had mentioned great virtues for the person who fulfills their rights and also the serious consequences for people that disregard their rights. We also mentioned the rank and status of their rights. After the orders, after the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worship, comes the rights of the parents. In Surah Bani Israel, the verses that we have recited previously to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these same rights. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ Allah ta'ala has ordained that you worship none other than Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا And you are kind and do good towards your parents. Here, very uniquely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of kindness to parents is at all times. From the time we are born, they are our parents, till the time they leave this dunya, until the time we leave this dunya, they still remain our parents. Even after they are gone, they were our parents. So the rights and duties towards them remain at all times, when they are young as well as when they are old. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very uniquely the conditions of old age. Obedience to them in the conditions of old age, because this is the time where it becomes relatively difficult, more difficult to fulfill their rights. Firstly, they become, when a person becomes old, obviously we know what happens with old age, comes weakness physically, sometimes mentally, financially, and the person becomes sometimes totally dependent on the children. And similarly, we find a person becomes very irritable sometimes, becomes unreasonable sometimes. He has very peculiar ways when he grows old, etc. So it becomes relatively difficult for the child to obey him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, in order to facilitate and make it easy for us to be obedient to our parents at all stages of our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this here in Surah Bani Israel and reminds us about our youth, reminds us about our days of weakness, our days of being irritable, our days of being helpless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that was much more than a person that's old. The weakness of a child, the person being unreasonable of a child, people to him being unreasonable, being dependent of the child, is much more than the parent being dependent on the child. The child's dependence on the parents is much more. So when a person reflects on this and begins to think about his youth and his childhood, then it becomes relatively easy for him to fulfill the rights of his parents, because he knows what his parents had done for him, and he knows the stages of life that he has passed, and these were the people that had cared for him, looked after him, that were patient with him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, unlike the other verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentions وَسَيْرَ الْإِنسَانَ مِوَالِدَيْ إِحْسَانَ وَسَيْرَ الْإِنسَانَ مِوَالِدَيْ حُسْنَ وَسَيْرَ الْإِنسَانَ مِوَالِدَيْ The status of the mother was mentioned like we had highlighted previously, that she had undergone difficulty and hardship. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another scenario, another scene that will come in their lives. Here Allah Ta'ala says that both of them or one of them may reach old age. And while you are living, they may grow old. Then what is your duty towards them? The rights of the parents are there. But what should you do and what should you not do? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقُلَّهُمَا أُفْ Do not say one word of contempt against them. Do not say one word that will hurt their feelings. Do not say one word that will break their heart. Do not say one word that will injure them and hurt them. Uff, commentators mentioned here, Ali radiallahu anhu's riwayat, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, if there was a word even more smaller than uff, then Rasulullah s.a.w. should have been mentioned here. Other words, do not say any word. Commentators mentioned, should not be, don't forget a word, there should not even be a gesture of contempt from your side that will break their hearts. Sometimes a person takes a deep sigh when he sees something. He doesn't say any words. Sometimes the expression on his face is such that shows resentment, shows dislike. That should also not be done. Why? Because they will be hurt by that.
Their feelings will be hurt if you behave in that manner. So here Allah Ta'ala tells us not to even tell them, oof. Commentators mentioned if there are things that your parents say in old days that you do not like, that is not good to you, that's unpleasant to you, then be tolerant and be patient. Do not react, do not even say oof, because there were hundreds of words and thousands of words that you had mentioned that was displeasing to your parents, and they did not say anything to you. They did not express the resentment with you, but they had taken it in their stride, that is a little child. And whatever he's saying, we should not take it to heart and overlook it. Now comes their turn. If they say one or two things that is dislike to you, which is not acceptable sometimes according to the norms around you, don't react. Be patient. Keep quiet. And do not say even oof to them. Do not even say oof to them. Sun Basir Rahimullah says that if there was a word below oof, then also that should have been mentioned. So do not say anything that will hurt their feelings. Even if they do things, they say things that are not proper, say things that are unreasonable, say things that are displeasing to you, reflect. You had also said so many things. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا And do not scold them. If they do anything that is improper, that is not right, that is not, does not look in keeping with your norm and practices, do not scold them. So commonly you hear, Papa, what are you doing? Don't do it this way. Why are you doing this? The man is an old person. He's infirm. He's weak. He's dependent. He's sick. He cannot think properly. Psychologically, he's affected. Overlook the situation of what he is doing. Mujahid Rahimullah mentions, even if they pass their urine and stools in their beds or in their clothes, then do not rebuke them and do not scold them. Because you had done that so many times when you were small. So many times when you were small, you had done that. You had passed your urine and stools in your clothing and they had not rebuked you. They had not scolded you. They had not told you anything to hurt your feelings. So you also do not scold them and reprimand them. Interesting story of a person, an elderly person, is sitting in his courtyard and his son is with him. A crow flies by and asks him, oh, beta, what is this? He tells him, oh, father, it's a crow. He asks him for the second time. He tells him, it's a crow. He asks him for the third time. This person is a bit stern in his reply. He says, it's a crow. Ask him for the fourth time. And this person loses his temper and says, it's a crow, can't you see? He asks him for the fifth time. And he tells him, don't you understand? You have asked me and I have mentioned to you, it's a crow. Don't you understand? Says the old man, goes into the house, comes back with a diary. And in the diary is written, he tells the son to read the diary. It's written there, I was sitting with my little son and a crow went past. And he asked me 25 times. So common we see this experiences. Child sitting in the lap of the father, Papa, what is this? You tell him. Again he asks you, and again he asks you, and again he asks you. And every time he asks you, you tell him with more love, more affection, and you reply to that boy. You're not unreasonable. Here this person says, you had asked me 25 times, and I had patiently, lovingly answered your question. I had asked you 5 times, and you become irritable. You become irritable because I've asked you 5 times. You had asked me 25 times, and I had showed you the love. There's a difference in the tolerance between the parents and between the child. So if they do something unreasonable, they do something that's not proper, then we have done so many unreasonable things, so many things that were not proper. Do not scold them. Do not scold them. Do not reprimand them. Do not rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا There are two things here Allah Ta'ala tells us should not do. Speak words that will offend them and scold them. And two things that we should do is speak to them with respectable words, kind words, soft words, gentle words. No matter what they say, be kind to them, be soft to them. Whatever they ask for, give it to them. Fulfill what they are asking for and speak kindly and properly to them. Like some ulama mentioned, like how a slave who has done wrong will stand before his master and how he will speak there with kindness and politeness. That's how you should stand before your parent and speak to him with respectable words. And وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ Lower your wings of humility and submission before them out of rahmat and out of mercy. Out of mercy become humble before them, submissive before them, and allow them to do what they want to do. As long as it is a permissible action, allow them to do it and do not become haughty against them, because you are the son and there is the father. And you had been dependent with them for all your needs when you were a child. Now when it comes to his turn and his time now, then you should humble yourself, submit yourself before him. And remember, no matter what a person becomes, It may become, like we said previously, it may become the greatest ruler on the face of the earth, but in front of his parents, he is still the child and they are his parents. They still hold a great esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he ought to be obedient to them and fulfill their rights if he wants acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has to be humble, he has to humble himself, take away all the pride and arrogance of his position sometime, of his profession sometime, of his knowledge sometime, of his piety sometime. Take that away and humble yourself in front of your parents. And how the Quran Pak puts it here, that lower your wings, وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower your wings of humility out of mercy for them. Should not, for any ulterior motive, should not be, the old man has a big bank balance, and if I be good to him here, then I will get what he'll leave behind for me, or he will favor me with more inheritance, etc. No. مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, out of mercy for them. Out of mercy for them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word out of mercy for them, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that thereafter the fifth thing that command is mentioned here, that make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. That, oh Allah, you have mercy upon them. In other words, we will not be able to fulfill their rights, even by being humble to them, out of mercy and pity for them, still we will not be able to fulfill their rights. Oh Allah, you have mercy upon them. You make their matters easy. You look after them and you care for them like how they had brought me up when I was young. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recollects for us the past when we were young. When a person reflects upon this, then it becomes virtually impossible for a person to be disobedient to his parents. Because if you sit and think about the youth, it'll take many hours if you go by every single need. We only speak about how the mother had bore him, how the mother had delivered him, how the mother had breastfed him. This is just one aspect of it. But every single need of the child, whether it was his clothing, whether it was his accommodation, whether it was the food that he had eaten, whether it was the education that his parents had wished to give him, whether it was his defense against the evils around him, was all cared for by his parents, all looked after by his parents. And if you sometimes sit and reflect, we living in that age where we press the buttons and things get done. Imagine those days they had to move mountains to get things done. But in those days also, they had fulfilled their duties towards us. And every age seems to be a time of reflection when there are more easier circumstances coming to rear up the children. We can reflect on the difficulties of the past, how the parents had reared us up, and how they had looked after us and cared for us. Sometimes you don't reflect upon this, especially when the parents are gone, or when we become strong and mighty and healthy and wealthy, etc. We don't reflect about this. How many of us reflect about the hundreds of times my mother had looked for me and changed me, the hundreds of times that she had fed me, the hundreds of times that she had called me out of love, the hundreds of times that she had put luqma into my mouth, the hundreds of kisses that she had given me out of love and affection. This is the stage that every one of us has passed. But it seems to it we have passed it and not turned around. Allah Ta'ala says, Rabbi Rahmuma. Kama Rabbayani Zaghira. Making us recollect those moments and those times and those periods when they had brought us up. This is something for us to reflect upon when we sit alone. The question arises here. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, in his gathering, one person comes to the elderly person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, who is this man? He says, O Prophet of Allah, this is my father. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches the etiquettes of behavior towards the father. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا تَمْشِي أَمَامَهُ. Do not walk before him. These etiquettes are gone. We don't see it today. Very rarely you see it. A man is walking with his father and he walks two steps behind him out of respect for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't walk in front of him. وَلَا تَجْلِسْ قَبْلَهُ. And do not sit down before him. If you are going somewhere to sit down, then do not sit down before he sits down. وَلَا تَدْعُهُ بِإِسْمِهِ. Do not call him by his name. وَلَا تَسْتَسِبَّ لَهُ. And do not speak evil to him. Do not abuse him with your tongue and do not hurt him. Said Fuzail bin Iyaz rahimullah, somebody asked him, what is obedience to parents? How does a person be obedient and make ihsan to his parents? He mentioned three things. Firstly, he mentions that do not procrastinate in serving them. Do not delay when there is some need before them. They require something, do not delay. Hasten to fulfill that need. Secondly, do not raise your voice before them. And thirdly, be obedient to them internally and externally. Truly be obedient to them. Not that when you are in front of them, you say to them, Ji Abba or Ji Ammi, I'll do this. And then you turn your back, you do what you want to. When you go and meet up with your wife, etc., you do what you want to. No, be obedient to them. Externally, batini topa or zairi topa, both ways, externally and internally, be obedient to your parents. This is how you will fulfill the rights of your parents. And may we be sacrificed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a comprehensive deen that even if the parents are not there, then too we can serve them. Then too we can fulfill their rights. Here the commentators mentioned that in these verses that Allah ta'ala mentions to us, then obviously when the parents are not living, then there's no question of not saying uff to them, reprimanding them, saying good words to them. But the last portion, Rabbi arhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, even after they have passed away, we should continue making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asks him, O Prophet of Allah, is there any rights of my parents upon me after they pass away? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, naam. There is rights of your parents upon you even after they passed away. As-salatu alayhima, to make dua for them, to make dua for them, for the raising of their status, for the ease for them in the akhirat, for entry into paradise, and all the good duas a person can think of then, to make dua for them. Wal istighfaru lahuma, and ask for forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Because every person we know is some sort of sin and omission and some sort of weaknesses maybe. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive their sins. Wa in fa'zu uhudihima min ba'dihima, and to fulfill their promises and pledges and covenants that they had made with people after they pass away. They had made a pledge somewhere, a promise somewhere, you fulfill those promises on their behalf. Some ulama have even mentioned to this extent that if they were doing good works, supporting a madrasa, a darul ulum, feeding a poor, and looking after the orphan, widow, etc., you must try and continue with that as well. Though that will not be binding upon them. However, if they made any pledges and promises, then you fulfill them after they have left this dunya. This is the third right. And the fourth right is this, تَسِلُ الرَّحِمَ الَّذِي لَا تُسَلُ إِلَّا بِهِمَا, and you keep up the relationship of those family members that are related to you by virtue of them. Your father's brother, your father's sister, etc., their relatives from your father's side. Similarly, your mother's side, the relative of the mother's side, you keep up that relationship that is comes to you through the mother's side or the father's side, even after they pass away. Then the rights of the parent is this, the right of the parent that you fulfill those rights. And wa ikramu sadiqihima, and to be have honor and respect for the friends of your father. For the friends of your father and the friends of your mother, to have honor and respect from them. This is fulfilling the rights of your father even if they passed away. This is another reality we find people are very unmindful about. Who was the friend of my father? And what gestures of goodwill are there in my heart? And what relationship I got with the friend of my father? Many people are so negligent in this regard. The hadith that I read before you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna abarra al-bir, among the greatest good deeds, ay yasilu ar-rajulu ahla wuddi abi, aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna abarra al-bir, among the greatest nekis and virtues is the person keep up the relationship with those people that his father had loved with. The friends of his father, he keeps up the relationship. And those people, this is among the greatest of nekis. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is going and he sees one person coming. He puts that person onto his donkey that he was riding upon, and he gives that donkey to him. Thereafter, he takes out his turban and gives his turban to him. People that were there say, oh, Abdullah ibn Umar, this person is a person that comes from the villager. He's a villager. He would have been pleased with even little bit that you have given him. You have given him your entire, so to say, car in our terms. You have entire thing that you have mounted upon. You have given the entire mount to him. And you have taken out your turban also and given it to him. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that this person's father had love and muhabbat with my father Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not this person. He is the son of his father's friend. The son of his father's friend. This person was a friend. His father was a friend of my father. That is why I have given him this. So much regard for the son of the friend of his father. Similarly, one occasion Abu Burda radiallahu anhu says, I came to Madinah al-Munawwara and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu came to me and asked me, do you know why I've come to you? He says, no. He says, I've heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying words to this effect that if you wish to do good towards your father in the grave, then antasila ikhwata abi, then you should do good towards the brothers of your father, otherwise the friends of your father, those people that your father had loved. If you wish to do good to your father in the grave, then be good towards those people that were friends of your father. And your father was friendly with my father. Also the son of the friend of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu, son of the friend of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, shows his consideration for him. So here we understand these are the rights. Even after we leave this dunya, we are told to fulfill the rights of the parents. And here, the person who does this is expected, inshallah, that this will be pleasing. The light of some hadith, we understand that the relatives of a person who passed away, they are informed about the activities. This will be pleasing for our parents that have left this dunya. When a son goes to his sons for his father's friend and keeps up the relationship of the family, of his father, etc., this will be pleasing for the father as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Together with that, as I mentioned, whatever they wish to do, it is permissible, we should allow them. Here, another very contentious issue today, or something that has become some so unacceptable, ma'azallah. Allah ta'ala forgive us, in the norm of our society, where our society seems to be going in the direction of the animals. The direction of the animals, what is the nature of animals? After they grow up, after a while, they forget their parents. There's no obligation and rights of the parents, and there's no son and parents' duty. But Islam teaches us the rights. That is why we find, if you look at some cultures around us, then when the father becomes old, then what happens? Son got nothing to do with him. Absolutely nothing to do with him. And in many societies we find when the daughter becomes of age, she's taken out of the house. Why? Because she has come of age now. She's got nothing to do with the parents. And to this degree, that those parents are taken and they are dumped in an old age home. They are dumped in the old age home because they come in the way of my luxury. They come in the way of my comfort. They come in the way of my holidays. They come in the way of my love and love my life with my children, etc. They are taken out and put in the old age homes. And what happens to them? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Another thing we find also is very common here in our society, when the person loses their partner and he begins to become of age, now wishes to marry, to look after his needs, etc., then the first people to object are those very children that he had cared for, that he had earned for, that he had made sacrifices for, that he had happily made great sacrifices. Those very children are people that stand up and say that we will not allow you to marry. Who will look after that woman when you pass away? Just this week, one person told me that my daughter says, who will look after that person when you pass away if you wish to get married? So inshallah, we'll discuss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.